Tuesday's May Day protests marked the re-emergence of the Occupy movement. But May Day, known around the world as International Workers' Day, is traditionally a day when union members mobilize around labor issues. In San Francisco, those are ongoing.
What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
We're workers!
The Golden Gate Bridge Labor Coalition, which represents 14 unions, the Golden Gate Highway and Transportation District, which oversees the bridge, and Golden Gate Transit Buses have all been in contract negotiations since last year. At issue are health care premium costs, pay raises, and retirement benefits. On May Day, union members and Occupy protesters joined forces, causing the Golden Gate Highway and Transportation District to cancel ferry service between Marin County and San Francisco for 8 hours. Transportation reporter Julie Kane was at the morning action, and she joins me now. So, Julie, you went to an early morning protest at the Larkspur Ferry Terminal on Tuesday. Who was there and what was happening?
Well, there were about 200 people picketing. It was a coalition of union members from 14 different transportation-related unions and about 50 Occupy folks. They came out on buses from San Francisco and Oakland, and they were all there to support a strike by the Inland Boatmen's Union, or the IBU. That's the union for deckhands and ferry terminal assistants. Those are people who basically keep the ferries running, sell you tickets, and keep the parking lots clean.
So what was the strike about?
Well, union members who work in all kinds of capacities in the district, ferry boat captains, deckhands, bus drivers, iron workers, they're all being asked to start paying part of their premium for health care coverage. Right now, the district pays for all of it. And unions and the district have been in negotiations about the way workers will pay for those premiums since 2011.
So who did you speak to?
I spoke to a lot of people. Renee Alvarado is a terminal assistant in Larkspur, and he's also a member of the IBU. And this is what he said to picketers on Tuesday.
We are on strike to protect our jobs and healthcare. People really deserve a good job. The same thing is happening to everyone. I see people getting laid off, healthcare costs going up. It's time for management to appreciate us the way that our passengers do. Thank you very much.
So pretty powerful stuff. So that strike shut down ferry service, right?
Yeah. The Golden Gate Ferry, which serves around 6,000 commuters every day.
6,000?
Yeah. It was completely shut down for about 8 hours.
And so what were the effects then? How did people react to that?
Well, the Golden Gate Bridge Highway and Transportation District, they run the bridge, the Golden Gate Transit buses, the Golden Gate Ferry. They got the word out to commuters about the strike the day before it happened, so most people knew about it. I asked Mary Curry, who's the district spokesperson, about the decision they made to cancel the ferry service.
We've had very few people show up this morning, maybe less than a dozen that didn't know. We know it's an inconvenience, but we felt it was a greater inconvenience to not warn people and to have them show up here stone cold, wondering, you know, what's going on.
So, Julie, you mentioned that there were several busloads of Occupy protesters on the picket line. So what's that relationship like?
It's pretty interesting. Until late last week, May Day organizers were calling for Occupy to shut down the Golden Gate Bridge on Tuesday. And the union coalition worked with Occupy to shift gears and move that action to ferry terminals in support of this IBU union strike.
So they convinced them.
They worked it out. They worked it out. They agreed and moved to support the strike. Samantha Levins is a union deckhand and an Occupy activist. And she was at Tuesday's strike. And I asked her about the relationship between the labor movement and the Occupy movement.
What we're really trying to do is to kind of break down this like narrative where that there's like the unions and Occupy as two separate entities, where a lot of people in the labor movement consider themselves to also be a part of the Occupy movement. So it's not even really about, oh, how are those two groups communicating? It's like they're both a part of each other's movements within each other.
So does it look like the labor unions and Occupy will continue to work together?
I talked to Alex Tonneson, who co-chairs this labor coalition, and he says their actions are always open to public support. And he did say that union members were really glad to have the Occupy folks show up for the strike on Tuesday and that they were impressed that there was no violence at all.
So what happens next with the negotiations then?
Well, the district and the unions go back to the table on Monday, and district officials say they're optimistic about reaching an agreement. But the Teamsters say that if the health care premium issue isn't resolved, they will strike again on May 10th, next Thursday, effectively shutting down Golden Gate Transit bus service for the day.